Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 0 of Built Your Mics, an Invincible podcast here on the Aspect Network. I'm one of your hosts, Brianna Romero, and joining me for the next 16 weeks to discuss the latest and greatest in the world of Invincible is Megan Fu. Megan, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm really excited to be doing this with you and to just be able to talk about the show that we love so much.
Yeah, I've been since season 2 part 1 ended back in November. I have not really known what to do with myself.
Yeah, same.
But yeah, I'm really excited to start talking. I'm really excited for the back half of season 2. Been looking at some non-spoiler reviews, and it seems like there's a lot of exciting moments on the way.
Oh yeah, definitely.
To kick off this episode 0, we want to share a little bit about ourselves, the show, and this network as a whole. If you're new here, The Aspect is a media production company with a focus in pop culture podcasts and social media content.
As for our show, Built Your Mics, we're your one-stop shop for all things in the world of Invincible. In this podcast, we're going to be covering the back half of season 2, starting with its return later this week. And once season 2 wraps up, we'll be diving back into seasons 1 and 2 with a full rewatch of the series.
Let's kick off the episode by discussing our own background with the series and how we became fans of Invincible. Brie, let me start with you. How did you get started with watching this series?
So I actually have kind of a funny story with how I got started watching this series. So my boyfriend, his name is Jordan, he was watching this series and he was telling me all about it. We watch a lot of shows and movies together. And he was like, you should really watch this show with me. And I was like, no, I'm okay. Like, it looks too violent. I'm not into that kind of stuff. I don't like the way you're describing it. So I'm okay. Like, I'll pass. And then I think a little bit of time passed. I think he finished the entire series. And I think after he watched all of season 1, he came back and he was like, no, like, Brianna, you have to watch this series with me. Like, you're going to love it. Like, I know you are. And so I finally gave in because it was during COVID. And I was like, okay, I need something to watch. And we were doing long distance at the time. So I was like, okay, we can watch it over FaceTime and like do our little thing. And so we watched episode 1. And I was like, okay, like, this is pretty cool. And then the end of episode 1 came, where everything happened, and I was like, wow, this show is different. I'm like definitely in. And Jordan was like really upset because he was like, I told you you were gonna love it. And I was like, okay, yeah, you were right. And now he thinks it's hilarious that I'm doing a podcast based on a show I thought I would never watch. So that's how I got into watching this series. Megan, how about you?
Yeah, so I was also introduced to the show through someone else, my younger brother, who he had seen a clip on TikTok, which was the big episode 1 cliffhanger. And as soon as he saw that, I'm pretty sure he came immediately into my room and said, we have to check out this show, Invincible, on Amazon Prime. And I had seen some of the marketing, I had seen the trailer for it, but I wasn't familiar with the comic. So I had no idea what kind of the tone of the show was. And the trailer, that initial trailer, doesn't really tell you anything. So I can't say I was like that interested just based off of that. But my brother was like, he seemed like he was really into it. So I was like, okay, like, let's just check it out. I mean, I like superheroes. I like cartoons. So we watched all of episode 1 and, you know, it ends. There's like almost that kind of fake out ending before it goes into the last scene. So when the credits hit, I was like, oh, like, pretty cool, pretty solid. And then there's that last like 10 or so minutes where there's kind of this awesome fight scene cliffhanger, and the show kind of shifts into a different direction than maybe what the rest of the episode was giving off. And from there I was pretty hooked. It was a pretty instant, like, I need to see more of this.
Yeah, I feel like when episode one wrapped up, like when it did the fake out, I was like, oh, this is like another really cool superhero show. And then we get to the final scene, and I was like, oh, this is so different from anything I've ever seen before. Like it's really pushing the boundaries. So I'm glad we both got into it after watching that final scene.
Yeah, I got kind of giddy almost when I realized how violent the show actually was. It's
Exactly.
always cool because it's like it's animation, and I feel like the show's general art style, obviously kind of just ripped from the comics, is kind of doesn't necessarily give off that it's going to be really violent. And so once that scene actually happens, it's a really, really great hook for the show.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Well, ahead of this week's release of the second half of Invincible Season 2, reviews have been dropping online praising the final four episodes. Megan, let's start with you this time. How excited are you about the second half of the season based on these early reviews?
I am very excited. I think what I've heard is that it's a pretty action-packed back half of the season. And just judging from how much we got from part one of season two, I think part two of season two will probably deliver even more shock. And again, this is coming from someone who hasn't read the comics. I kind of have a general knowledge of some characters and lore and events that are upcoming, but I don't know it beat for beat. So mostly I am kind of going into the show blind, and I'm definitely really excited to see kind of what unfolds.
Yeah, me too. I'm really excited. Like you said earlier, it's been hard not being able to watch Invincible and having to wait for the season two part two drop. I think the worst part of it was waiting to find out when it was gonna drop, and now we're just like
Yeah.
patiently waiting for next week to come. Upon listening to a couple of early reviews, I'm like stoked for what's about to go down. I think we're gonna see a lot more brutal fights this season, which is always something to look forward to. I think they do it in such an incredible way. I love how Robert Kirkman is just so honest in portraying superheroes and like what it's like to have superpowers. Again, like it's something we've never seen before, and it really pushes those boundaries. So I'm excited to see how season two, part two, continues to push those boundaries and where it goes in wrapping up this season. And then I've also been really excited for all the subplots. I can't wait to find out more about Donald. I think his subplot is so interesting. And I'm really excited to see where his character arc goes, what he does, what he finds out. And
Yeah.
I'm also excited. Yeah, I'm also excited to see what other voice actors join this season. I mean, the cast is already so stacked, and I feel like every episode there's someone you don't expect, and they literally just do a one-off kind of episode, but it's so impactful and everyone's been so great. So I'm excited to see who else they add to the cast. I'm
Yeah.
just overall so excited to see where it goes for the rest of the season.
Yeah. The Donald stuff is almost kind of Blade Runner-y, Westworld. It's kind of a really enigmatic plot thread that they set up in part one. And there's just so much going on in that show at all times that the plot thread of Donald maybe having some self-discovery,
Yeah.
is almost just kind of it's kind of more subtle in part one. So I am really excited to see how they build upon that in part two, and just how Donald as a character is expanded on.
Yeah, and I think what also is so incredible at that about this show, when now that we're talking about Donald, like I said earlier, like I love how honest they are about the superheroes and how like living in a world with superpowers is actually like. But I also think it's so interesting how the characters who don't have superpowers, like how they move through the world, like Amber and Mark's mom, I totally have her name gone from
Oh,
my mind.
it's wow.
Sandra
Okay.
Oh's character.
Yes.
Like it's so interesting to see how they develop those characters. I think every episode we're just fed with so many different things, so many things to think about, so many characters to worry about.
Yeah.
So it's just
It's
really.
Debbie, right? Debbie.
Oh, yes, that is her name. I'm excited to
Yeah.
see where Debbie's character goes. I hope she's okay. But it's gonna be fun. And I think it's so interesting that right now Mark isn't on Earth. Yeah, I'm curious to hear what you think about that and where you think
Yeah.
that's gonna go this season.
I mean, the way part one ends is again like a really strong cliffhanger. Almost one that I wasn't necessarily expecting to happen so soon into the show. It's just such a urgent like ticking clock at the end of part one of season two that I'm definitely very curious to see how Mark kind of handles that this information that he now has that he has to go and prepare the Earth, or the Viltrumites are gonna go themselves. It's definitely a really like it feels like he's really backed into a corner in terms of his options. I imagine he'll go straight to Cecil, or potentially his mom, but I imagine that first conversation with Cecil is going to be a pretty intense one because Cecil did warn him not to go to space in the first place. So,
Yeah, that's true. We'll see. We'll see how that goes down. I also can't wait, and I know you can't wait, Megan, for the incredible music and soundtrack of this season. I mean, season two, part one was incredible. So I'm excited to see what kind of songs they choose for season two,
Yeah.
part two.
I heard there's a lot of like more music montages where Mark is flying around, or I don't want to say moping, but maybe being really introspective. I love in episode one of season two, that little montage at the start set to Radiohead's Karma Police. I would not be mad if they threw more Radiohead at us, but I guess we'll see what songs they got up their sleeve.
It's exciting, all very exciting things.
Again, there's so many plot threads that are set up in the first half that, and as well as just in season one, that I think will probably really start unfolding in these next four episodes. So, a lot to touch on, but we'll definitely be getting really in depth as week by week as we're watching the show.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, thank you everyone for tuning in to episode zero of Viltrumikes, an Invincible podcast here on the Aspect Network. Megan, where can people find you online?
My Instagram handle is Negan the Stallion underscore. And if you want to know how to spell my first name, it's NEGAN. And if you want to follow me on TikTok, I believe my TikTok is the same handle, just without the underscore at the end. So yeah, follow me if you want. I'm funny sometimes.
Yeah, I'd say Megan's pretty funny, but if you want to follow someone who's funnier and cooler, my Instagram handle is at Brianna underscore dot Romero. If you want to figure out how to spell my name, I'm sure it'll be in the description of this post. And if you want to follow me on TikTok, you can follow me at Big Head Brie with three E's at the end of Brie. I know it's a great name. And please be sure to subscribe here to The Aspect on YouTube and any platform where podcasts are found. Follow us on Twitter, also known as X, Instagram, and TikTok at The Aspect Co. And thank you so much for listening. And don't forget,
think, Mark, think.